But recently, they had the idea that maybe they could use these vesicles for other purposes. Namely, by using ultrasound to intentionally burst the bubbles. They used bacteria that were engineered not only to make gas vesicles, but also to home in on tumors. In the Petri dish, it worked. Their next step was to try inside an animal. This is where the ultrasound aspect really pays off, because ultrasound can be used and targeted to a very specific location in the body. It basically makes up for the lack of cellular GPS mentioned earlier. So they took some mice with tumors and then injected some of these bacteria into their bloodstream. And they saw?
The bacterial cells kind of go different places around the body, but in most of the body, they get eliminated by the immune system. Except in the core of the tumor, because the tumor is an immunosuppressive environment.
Basically, they were using one of cancer's key traits and adaptations against it.